Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, we have a message to share with you this morning that will be starting in Luke chapter 6. But before I turn this week's message over to Pastor Reynolds, let me take just a second and quickly recap the last two messages that we've had this month. The first week, we talked about the little things, which was a reminder that God often uses little things to do mighty works. Then last week, we talked about why we are to be faithful. And then this week's message will be about the proper instructions of Jesus Christ. So without any further delay, here's Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of Luke, chapter 6, beginning in verse 20. We'd like to think on the subject, the proper instructions of Jesus Christ. Now, there's the instructions that someone would give us, but that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the proper instructions that only Christ could give. Notice, the Bible states in the verse number 20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples. Disciples means simply a pupil, means a follower of Jesus Christ. But when did all of this happen? Notice, in Luke chapter 6, the Bible states in verse number 12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out, that is, Christ went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Jesus Christ prayed all night. All right? So, I think that Jesus Christ has something very important to do when the sun comes up and the disciples are then awake. The Bible states in verse number 13, and when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, that is, his followers, his pupils, you could say. He called unto them, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. This is the origination of the apostles. This is where they got started. I believe at this time that the church was already organized, that Jesus Christ is simply adding to the disciples those apostles. He is doing something very important. He is establishing these people that will follow him all the days of his ministry. And these are the very people that will preach in the book of Acts, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, and on it goes. You see, Jesus Christ is doing something in the very beginning of his ministry, which will be fulfilled in the very end of it all. Notice in the book of Luke, chapter 6, and verse number 17, and it came down with them, and stood in the plain. Now, Jesus Christ came down with those 12 that he had named apostles, and he stood with them in the plain, and the company of his disciples. I'm reading in the Luke chapter 6 and verse number 17. Jesus Christ came down from the mountain with the 12, and then he came down and stood in the plain with all the disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and of Jerusalem and of the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. When Jesus Christ came down from the mountain, there was a great multitude of people that was assembled. There was, first of all, there was the apostles that was in the church. There was the disciples that were in the church, and then there was a great multitude of believers that was there. And then Jesus, after healing people, he began to lift up his eyes. Jesus had already been up all night. He had prayed all night. You see that in verse number 12? Jesus Christ had prayed all night. In the morning, Jesus Christ chose these 12 apostles. And then he lifted up his eyes and he spoke unto them. And he said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. My, that would be an amazing first statement to make in a ministry. But notice that Jesus Christ had more amazing statements to make. in verse number 21. The Bible said, "Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh." Wow. In the next verse, verse number 21, Jesus Christ said, if you're hungry now, oh, you just wait. Because the time is going to be that you're going to be filled with all the blessings of God. But the time is not now that you're going to be filled. I'm sure that when Jesus Christ looked out upon this people, he saw some people that were hungry, that wanted to eat something. They need some physical food. But Jesus Christ is encouraging them, in telling them that now I'm going to give you spiritual food. Blessed are you that weep now. There's some of those people that Jesus Christ looked upon that had tears in their eyes. And Jesus Christ said, but ye shall laugh. The time is not now, but the time will come when there will be a time of laughing. The Bible says in verse number 22, as Jesus continues his speech, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Christ is making it very clear here, is he not? That there is going to be a separation. That these people that are following Jesus Christ are going to have to face some horrible things. Some things when men shall look upon them, when men shall not love them anymore, when men shall not like them anymore, when actually men shall hate them and men shall try to get rid of them because they speak the name of Christ. The Bible said in verse number 23, Jesus Christ says to this people that are assembled together to hear him, that have been healed of all their diseases, Jesus Christ says, rejoice ye in that day. What? Does Jesus really understand here? Does Jesus really know that these people are going to face all kinds of trouble and trials and tribulations? And Jesus Christ is looking upon them and he is saying to them, rejoice. But notice, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. Jesus Christ is pointing these people not to this world, not to the things of this world. Jesus Christ is not saying that you're going to have everything just right now. Jesus Christ is saying you're going to have these things later, not now, later in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. And Jesus Christ is referring here to the Jews who rejected the prophets, who tormented Jeremiah, who did not listen to Malachi, who did not want the things of Ezekiel, who did not listen to the things of Isaiah at all. They hated them. They despised them. They did everything they could do to persecute them. Even a good man like the man Daniel was a man who was much persecuted. Habakkuk, Micah, Jonah, Obadiah. You read the list of the prophets. Jesus Christ said about all of these people that they were hated. They were despised while they lived. Jesus Christ is telling these people that your lives, if you follow me, are going to be just like their lives. You're going to be hated. You're going to be despised. People are going to look down upon you. You're not going to have it well while you're upon this earth. And as Jesus Christ looked out over the congregation, I'm sure that Jesus Christ saw those that were rich, that were following him. But Jesus Christ says, don't count those riches for anything at all. Don't count your wealth as if it is anything, because it is nothing. I made it all. I can cause it to go away as well as I can cause it to stay. The Bible said, woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Notice the tenses in this verse, number 24. But woe unto you that are rich now, for ye have received your consolation. You see the word are rich? That are rich is talking about those people that have it all right now. But they have now received their consolation. The Bible says in verse number 25, woe unto you that are full now, for ye shall hunger. Jesus Christ is stating very explicitly, very plainly, that if those people are not hungry now, and Jesus Christ is speaking of spiritual terms, Jesus Christ is telling the people that you need to look only to the future, not to now, not to what you have, not to this life, but rather you need to look past this life. This life just lasts a little while. It's not very long in the light of all eternity. This life doesn't last very long. And on all the troubles and all the trials that a person faces now is nothing compared with eternity. Because eternity, when there is no end at all, when there is no clocks, when there is no ticking of the time, when time doesn't pass, and when men live either in heaven or they die in hell. This is what Jesus Christ is saying, that our hope is in Christ. It is not in us. The words of Jesus Christ that he spoke to us in the book of Luke chapter 6 are just as important now as they were in the day when he spoke them. They're just as true. They're just as real. They're preserved in the Word of God for us. But I pray that you might be able to hear, that you might be able to really listen to what God is saying to you, because it is the best for you in this life. It is the best in the life that is to come. God always gives the best to those people that trust Him for it all. I pray for you.
Well, we pray that this message about the proper instructions of Jesus Christ has been a blessing to you. If you'd like to listen to it again, or if you've missed any of the prior broadcasts, they are available on our website. Simply go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, and look under the audio section of the website. This week's message and many of our prior broadcasts are all available for free to download. Now, while you're on the website, you can also check out the other books, articles, and messages that are also available. And if you'd like to visit with us about anything, feel free to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting today at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services. Then we'll come together again this afternoon at 3:45 for a prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. We'll also be having a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri, which if you're not familiar with Forestell, that is the exit between Wright City, Missouri and Wentzville, Missouri on Highway 70. Now, our building is just south of the railroad tracks right there in Forestell. And you can call us at 636-673-2180, or you can contact us from our website. Now, before our time for today is up, let me take just a minute and give you a sneak peek into next week's message. Now, the title is Promises or Blindness, and we'll be reading in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. And in this passage, we're faced with either learning the promises of God, living by them, and taking on the nature of Christ, or don't learn the promises of God and become blind and even forget about our salvation. So be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for this message asking the question, Promises or Blindness?